Welcome back to Matson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a fascinating development in South Dakota. I like South Dakota. I've been there. I have relatives in South Dakota. South Dakota. Very big on horses and rodeo. Went to a lawyer's office there. I had a deposition. He was a local counsel. Big Frank Remington, not Frank Remington, that's the judge in Madison, the Remington statue of the cowboy on the horse, everything like that. Like it a lot. They have a governor, Kristi Noem, who sort of is like a Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, sort of like Kim Reynolds of Iowa, very attractive, but with these absolutely burning eyes, devoted to Trump. In any event, Kristi Noem and the Republican Party decided to do something sneaky. Surprise, surprise. You may recall that some, most states in this country, actually 38 of them, accepted the Obama initiative to expand Medicare to folks that weren't covered and expand it, or Medicaid, through Obamacare. And the federal government would pay for it. Seems like a no-brainer. To me, that's a no-brainer. Alone among the 12 states that didn't do it, and these were Republican states, and their position was the folks who get this medical care don't vote Republicans, so the hell with them. But in Wisconsin, Scott Walker was the only one who turned it down so he could look like a conservative, turned down the federal money. But then he funded a lot of it with state dollars, so state taxpayers in Wisconsin got screwed twice. They paid federal money, taxes. You pay a lot of federal taxes. You never get any of it back because they turned down the train money. Other states got similar money, turned down ours, turned down the Medicaid money. But then he nailed you a second time by charging you on your state taxes. So that's just Walker. That's one reason he's no longer governor. But the other 11 states just turned it down to look like conservatives and please Trump and all this kind of stuff. Well, Kristi Noem, think the Duchess of Foxconn, she is the Duchess of South Dakota, put a resolution on the ballot that would say, if anybody tries to make us take the money through resolution, in other words, the South Dakotans who are getting very angry, because 42,000 people in South Dakota would have been covered by that. And if they get, and the Democrats finally put a resolution on, she was afraid it'd pass. Her resolution was it would take 60% of the state to agree, not just 51%. Not just 51%. Now, South Dakota is a conservative state, red state. Kristi Noem is governor, doing a terrible job. So she puts this thing out thinking that that'll stop them, because then if somebody tries to force us through a resolution, we will, they won't get 60%. That's a big number. Well, guess what? Her resolution to move it up to 60 was beaten 2-1. 2-1. 67% of the state said, the heck with you, Duchess. The heck with you, Duchess. We want those other 42,000 people covered. In Florida, the same kind of thing passed. They said, we want them covered. And DeSantis's Republican Supreme Court used a trick that said that it was an illegitimate resolution because Charles I had a blonde beard. I mean, I'm just kidding. But that's what they do, these Republicans, originalists. Well, Charles I had a blonde beard, so therefore you can't do that. Well, in this case, South Dakota, it didn't work. Now, for the Democrats, we'll put a resolution on that says, do you want to force the governor to accept the free federal money that you paid? How about that? Does that sound reasonable? And it'll pass. So the Republicans in Florida and South Dakota passed a clear vote that they want the Medicaid money like everybody else. Florida, the Republican justices in cahoots with DeSantis came up with a trick. Charles I had a blonde beard. Charles II was driven out of England, so therefore you can't do it. Well, hey, they let him back in. Well, nobody knows any of this. Nobody cares about this. This is the kind of baloney you get fed. Anybody time somebody says they're originalists, that just means they pluck an irrelevant fact out of history and jam it down your throat. Good news from South Dakota. The Duchess of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, was unsuccessful trying to force her subjects to agree to give up their right to vote, effectively by requiring a supermajority. Never give up your right to vote. I don't care what resolution is on the ballot. That some the Republicans will put one on that says that the Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Department of Public Instruction head will be appointed by the governor. Do not vote for it. Keep your right to vote. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you support Trump. You are out of your mind to give up your right to vote. Go to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling What's Your Mind Today, Gina Beauclair.
Good morning. That's more and more people are getting woke. You know, this everything that's happening in our country right now, and as it appears to be worse, and I'm hoping that people are getting stronger, I think people in our country suffer from PTSD, from all of the things that have happened in our country. And it starts with Trump being elected. Nobody thought that he would be elected. The way he beat up on every one of the Republican candidates, look at how he beat up on Cruz. He even accused Cruz of stealing an election where Cruz, won over him in the primaries. And this guy has been shooting out fake reality, doing things that nobody in their right mind would ever do. And the people, I think, were in shock. And some people loved it because they're so angry about their own lives and all of the terrible things that they've gone through with the COVID, the economy, and all different things that they want to find somebody to beat up on. And God darn it, those Republicans, not the old Republicans. I'm talking about the new breed. A lot of the good old Republicans have left. Unfortunately, those are the people that we need to restore our country. We need the good values, old-fashioned Republicans that really cared about the environment, that cared about the rule of law, that cared about our country, that cared about democracy, to start fighting.
Right. I know that, Gene. All of that's very important, but the point is right now we are divided. We're hopelessly divided. It looks hopelessly. The point I'm trying to make is we've been divided before, terribly divided. In 1860 was the worst. But frankly, in 1776, we were pretty divided too. And two very great men, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, came forward and they united us, basically. And that can be done again. That can be done again. We were somewhat divided during the beginning of the Second World War until Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. There are a lot of people that didn't want to get into another war with Germany. I mean, we'd been in a war with Germany in 1917. And now what, 1940, 23 years later, we're supposed to do it again. And a lot of people said, no way, Jose. Well, then we got bombed. So Franklin Roosevelt unified the country, and good presidents unify the country. Good presidents unify the country. Bad presidents divide the country. Trump was a bad president. And the problem is his skeleton hand is reaching out around the throats of everybody in his party. And the point I'm trying to make is simply this. Relax. This has happened before. At any given time, 30% of the people want a different president. Oh, I get it. But violence we can't have. And the introduction by the Republican Party of violence is a new phenomenon that was last seen in 1860. And we've got to stand tall against that in both parties. Gene, as always, thank you so much for calling in. I love your passion and your comments. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.